culminating right now. I'm loving this because he's got us at the threshold of a true revival of creative power, which he just calls the kingdom of God. We ooh and all over it, but to him, it's just the kingdom. I mean, this is what the kingdom is. Amen? And so, incorporated so much, Father, according to the riches of the glory in Christ, the inheritance has been laid up in the name of Christ above the enemy's domain where he can never steal it. You grant us to be strengthened, endowed, overshadowed, and infused with all creative dunamis power, dunamis virtue, dunamis life, dunamis provision that's transferred by the agency and person of the Holy Spirit into our inner man. Fill the water pot first with water. Has to transfer through a legal transaction. God the Father transfers spirit to spirit through the name of Jesus. He only transacts in the name of Jesus. The Father does not transact any other way. Once that inheritance is transferred, then the Lord takes over with the Holy Ghost and they draw the water out and turn it into wine. Amen. You're a carrier of the dunamis. You're a carrier of the glory. But you got to be filled with it. That's why he said, now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, say above all, that we ask or think or imagine according to the dunamis that's in heaven. No, that's in you, that's been transferred. God can only operate here once the dunamis has been transferred. Your spirit receives that. That's why they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, he said, he does not speak of his own accord. He did not come to represent himself. He came to represent Christ. And he fills you with the dunamis power of the right hand of power. He fills you up with it. See, the Holy Ghost does. He's the agency of transference. The Father authorizes the transaction. The Holy Spirit fills you with it. Your spirit gives you legal rights to receive there by way of the name of Jesus. Tonight, we're going to talk about the name of Jesus here. We've been given power of attorney of the name of Jesus to transact with the Father and transact the kingdom in the earth. That authority has already been given. Ever wonder why when you pray in the name of Jesus, nothing happens? Well, just pray in faith. It happens sometimes. I don't want to say nothing happens. I'm not trying to be full of unbelief. I'm just saying, wouldn't you like it to happen more? When you ever got in front of somebody and in the name of, then, you know, if it didn't happen the first time, then you shout it and you growl it, you know, and you're in the name. Like somehow your vocal cords are going to produce authority. And you shout it. In the early days of Bible school, we'd shout all night till we were completely just worn out. Remember one night we were up all night trying to get this devil out of this kid, and you know, because we thought we were the ones with authority, and the devil was laughing at us all night. We were so tired and wiped out, and they got us up. I was trying to sleep, and they got up and said, "You're going to service." And Norville was doing the service that morning. They took that guy down the door right in front of Norville. He goes, "Devil, come out!" And that guy just started flopping all over the place. And you'd think I'd have been happy about that, but I wasn't happy at all. Because I stayed up all night and could not get that devil out. Normal, one word from him, and he got him out. It's not just what you say. It's what's behind it. Now I'm understanding the mystery of what's behind the kingdom of God. If you're sitting in front of a miracle and needing a miracle, and you don't already possess the ingredients for that miracle, then you better hope for a miracle. Because when the Lord ministered, he already had heaven on him in his ministry. The power was present to heal. Virtue flowed out of him. He didn't go get it at the time of the miracle. He already had it. Amen. Core the power that's what? Working in you. Okay. So that's all review. I got to get going. Praise God. I got a long way to go. All right. Ready? So you've been stirring around these three measures because now understand something. When you teach in accordance with what you see. The last dunamis series we were doing, I taught on the three measures and I was all over it, all around it. And it just started floating up in me again. The three measures. You're talking about the kingdom, say the kingdom. I'm like, what are the three measures? Cause I thought I knew what the three measures were. And man, he dropped some measures in here. I'm going to see, let you decide by the end of this service what you think about these three measures. Amen. So Matthew 13, there, verse 31, it said, another parable spake unto them, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Leaven, say leaven, which a woman took. Amen. This is that proverbial 31 woman, I believe, speaking to the person of the Holy Spirit, but that's another teaching altogether. If you heard my teachings on Proverbs 7, 8, and 9, pretty much proved that the woman of wisdom is the Holy Spirit. Anyway, because Solomon had a relationship with wisdom. She's stirring something in the bowl. Amen. It says she hid in 3 measures of meal, and she hid that leaven into the 3 measures of meal, and whew, the leaven did what it did. Those of you, the bakers, I don't know if you ever baked bread. I didn't bake it, but I read up about it. They add that leaven, and all of a sudden that bread, it miraculously rises, it expands. See, it's the expansion and release. And it takes that leaven to do that, but there was 3 measures there. And those 3 measures needed to be present before that leaven would work properly. I think I understand this now. And by the end of the service, Lord willing, we'll all understand it. Amen? All right? So, first thing I want to do is go into the invisible things of the kingdom. Amen? Let's see what he said about the kingdom of God. He said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, but it says, for the kingdom of God, say the kingdom, is not inward. You can put only. And the reason you can put only, because if you look at the verse, 1 Thessalonians 1, 5, our gospel came not unto you in word only, say word only, but also in power. Both of those verses say it, but in power. Say dunamis. So you see the kingdom of God, and you see that verse there, which I love, Luke 12 and 32, it's your Father's good pleasure, what? What is it to give you what? The kingdom. So is he going to give the kingdom in word only? He's going to give the kingdom. This is a major receiving scripture. He'll give the kingdom in word. He'll give the kingdom in dunamis. These two forces are incredibly powerful, and they're both necessary. You cannot just build a word. Now, I've moved things in the past, mountains with strict authority just by the word of God, knowing nothing about dunamis. There's certain things you can do, but it's not the way that the gospel is designed. The gospel is designed a certain way to work a certain way. It works when all the ingredients are there. Amen? It's spiritual law. It works. Say it works. It works. And notice even what he said. He says, seek you first the kingdom, and all those things will be added. Now understand it, because God has to give you some things in order for the kingdom to work in the earth. A lot of people think the kingdom is going to manifest because you pray. Listen, everybody prays. There are people praying, fasting. I know a guy fasted 40 day fasts, Mahesh Shabda. I mean, he contorted his whole body. He fasted so much. He had a lot of power on his life. But he never really obtained everything he wanted to obtain by his own words and all that. There's a lot of things you can do, but if you get everything together, it's going to work. And I'm going to show you this tonight. Amen? The first thing we need to know, the kingdom is not in word only. The first thing I want to do is I want to look at both of the word and dunamis. Both of these are described as building blocks of the entire created world. If you look at Hebrews 11, there it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, created, fashioned, set in order by the word of God, so that the things which you see, that word can even work for generations, that were set in order by the word of God. The things that you have seen manifested were not made by the things that appear. In other words, what we see in this physical realm were not made by the things that appear. There's nothing in this physical that made the physical. Well, matter did, the atom did. Yes, but even behind all that, there were spiritual things. And the word was one of the major facets of creation. Amen? God spoke that word, but he didn't arbitrarily speak that word. Everything was in alignment. Holy Spirit was brooding over the face of the water. Dunamis was present. We know dunamis was present because He says it was present. In the next verse, he said the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that have been manifested and made or been created. Even his eternal dunamis power, it's invisible, but it was there in creation. It was there when the Holy Spirit was brooding over the face of the water. When the Father spoke, the Lord and the Holy Spirit were there and they were present. The Lord was the mighty Logos at that time. He was the Word, and it set in motion the creation of all things. Even back then, the world was created. God has never changed his recipe for creation. Amen. He just took the Word and made him flesh to dwell among men. Amen. But the Word was always in creation. So now we have that living Word and we have living dunamis. These two together are major power twins. Amen. And if they're not present working in us, we're not going to see the kingdom the way we want to see it. Amen. And to get it present working in us, we have to learn to receive it from the Father, out from the name of Jesus, the heavenly inheritance. Amen. So these invisible things God uses. In other words, revival doesn't just plop out of the sky. Revival's dwelling in us, with us. And once it starts manifesting, the person it's manifesting through, it should not be any unbelief whatsoever, or really it shouldn't even surprise you that the kingdom is manifesting because you already possessed it. Amen? Like the power was present to heal that man that they tore the roof off and dropped in, that paraplegic down there. And the Lord said, he used it as a demonstration, which is easier to say his sins are forgiven or get out of the wheelchair. To him, it was the same because the present power was already there. If it's not there, it's probably not going to happen. You can scream at it all night. It needs to be there. To get it there, it's got to be in you. To get it in you, you got to be with the Father. You got to learn to receive from the Father. Amen? Jesus said something pretty remarkable. It's the word I hold right now, most assuredly. Say, most assuredly. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you've asked nothing. Ask and you will receive. And I give you my assurance the Father will give it to you if you do it my way. Amen. So we see the word. The kingdom of God is not in word only, but it's also accompanied with dunamis. If ever you see dunamis, you see the Holy Spirit. He is the administrator of dunamis. All dunamis, you can write this down, comes from the right hand. In fact, it says the Lord said he sat down at the right hand of dunamis power. It's in his name. Worthy is Lamb to have received dunamis power. That's the first order that he received from the Father. All that the Father has is mine, and he's given me all power. And he received the dunamis. Amen? It's there. God wants it here. Amen? You're the agency by which he's going to bring that in. The kingdom of God, you're a carrier of that kingdom. It's not going to surprise you when it manifests. In fact, the way the Lord's teaching us right now, when this revival breaks out, we're going to know how it works. It's not going to be some spontaneous, woohoo, it just happened. If it's a woohoo, it just happened. You don't know how it came, you don't know how to keep it. If you know how it came, you'll know how to keep it. Amen? It never surprised the Lord one bit. When dunamis poured out, the only time it surprised him was he was pressed through the crowd and that woman pulled dunamis out of him. He didn't authorize that transaction. She pulled it out by faith. But other times he just go and said dunamis, it said virtue flowed out of him and he healed them all. He was full of it. He spent all night with the Father. The Father filled him up with it. And the Holy Spirit drew the water out and healed them all. Isn't it glorious? Hallelujah. All right, so he gets into these three measures with me today. He said, listen, if you want to know how this works, son, it works with three major components. Say three components. If they're there, if they're present, you're going to see the manifestation of the kingdom of God. The three components are what? The word. That's the living word dwelling in you. Dunamis and exousia, authority. Say authority. Authority. That authority has been given in the name of Jesus. He already said, in my name, these signs will follow those who believe. He didn't say whether you're apostle, prophet, or pastor. Stephen was an apostle, and he was doing mighty works. Mighty healings. Amen? As a matter of your office, these signs follow those who believe in my name. Say, in my name. He's given us the authority of his name. In fact, before he even commissioned them, he gave them a trial run, which we're going to get into in a minute. He gave them a trial run with his name. He put his mantle, his name, his authority on them, and it worked. Amen? I want to show you how this works. The three is the word, dunamis, and authority, or exousia. All right? Okay, Luke 4, we're going to look at the three measures in the ministry of Christ. Amen? Okay, so look at this, 14, this is when he returned in the power of the Spirit from Jordan. He come up out of the wilderness, been tested for 40 days, and the Spirit of God was on him. That same chapter, he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. It's all there. The Spirit of God was on him, amen? Now let's watch what was on him. Amen? And he came down to Capernaum, verse 31, Luke 4, in the city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath days. See, he taught them. Didn't just demonstrate, he taught. And they were astonished at what? His doctrine, for his word was what? With exousia. Now that word power is authority. His word was accompanied by authority. Listen, they've been going to the temple and the tabernacle, all of them, for a long time. That's all they ever did, is go to the temple and tabernacle on the Sabbath day. But they never saw anything like this, because his word was accompanied with authority now. Exousia was with him. His word, say word, and exousia, authority. Now that authority is what's been given to you in the name of Jesus. But without the word and dunamis present, authority is not going to work very well. Which I'm going to show you. A lot of people are trying to exercise authority, but they don't have the dunamis behind the authority. They're two different operations. Dunamis is a creative realm that empowers that name. So go on down verse 36 and he explains it further. Here, you see all three. So you had the word. And they were all amazed because he spoke and he cast that devil out. Probably everybody tried to cast that devil out for 40 years. And he just cast him out. He did the normal haze on him. And he came down, and then they were all amazed and spake among themselves, what a word is this? For with authority, exousia, and power. Before that word was power. In verse 32, he used exousia as power. What a word is this? Astonished at his doctrine, for his word was what? With power. That word's exousia. But here, he translates it as authority. Same word. For with authority, exousia, and dunamis. Say and dunamis. See the three? Spirit of God on him, Holy Ghost on him. Listen, you can have the Holy Ghost, but you gotta have dunamis present. And your authority will work. If you have the word, I mean, we are word people. I mean, if there's any church that's got a word people, we are mystery word people. Amen? But hitherto, God's been building this whole, laying out this blueprint, this groundwork, but he's about ready to add something to this house. Add something to this apostolic house that's going to cause it to blow up in a glorious way. He's going to add dunamis. He's going to put dunamis, and when he does, authority is going to be automatic. Because dunamis empowers your authority. That dunamis is coming out of the right hand of God. The authority is the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. He gives you his name in my name. You're going to transact in the earth with my name. I'm going to give you power to release my kingdom in the earth through my name. I'm going to give you power to receive my kingdom in my name by the Father. Two different operations. You're going to pray to the Father in my name and receive. But in the earth, you're going to transact with my name. I'm going to give you authority with this kingdom. The Holy Spirit's going to accompany you. And you're going to release this kingdom through the name of Jesus. But there must be my word present. And there must be this incredible, creative, dunamis power. Dunamis virtue. The virtue will flow out. You see that? See, with authority, the name of Jesus. Power, dunamis, and the word. Okay, so we see it in his ministry. Now we're going to look at it when he sends out the 12 and the 70. He's going to give them the same thing. He's put his mantle
and give them his word. Tell them, go preach this kingdom. I mean, you're going to do it just like me, but I'm going to give you power, authority, and my word. And it's going to work for you. Now, this is their trial run. Because right after this, it didn't work for them. When he put the mantle on them, it worked for them. And then when Matthew 17 came around, they were trying all night to cast that devil out. And he comes along, he casts the devil out of that father that had an epileptic son, and they couldn't get him out. And Jesus comes in and casts him out, and they pulled him aside. Why couldn't we do that? They had just did it with his mantle, but that was a trial run. That was his mantle. There's a difference. He says, because of your unbelief, but you'll learn. Don't worry. You'll learn. So let's watch when he puts the mantle on him. Let's see if this works. Amen. Luke 9 and 10. So Luke 9, he sends out the 12 and he called the 12 together and he gave them what? Dunamis. He gave them his dunamis. They didn't possess it yet. They didn't know how to get it. So he gave them his. Put his mantle on them. He said, I'm going to let you work in my mantle. Ooh, that would have been awesome. He said, I'm going to give you my dunamis. I'm going to transfer my operation of dunamis to you because you don't even have a clue what dunamis is yet. But you'll be anointed, come book of Acts. But I'm going to give you mine. So he gives them his dunamis. Oh, Lord, give us your dunamis. Amen. We're going to receive it all. Praise God. And, notice what he said, and, he gave them dunamis and authority. Exousia, see the authority? Dunamis alone doesn't work without authority. Authority alone doesn't work without dunamis. The name of Jesus doesn't work without dunamis. Dunamis doesn't work without the name. Need them both. You need all three. It's the three measures.
Oh, well, what's the leaven?
Glad you asked. And he called the 12, gave them dunamis. They gave them. And authority, exousia, over all devils and to cure all disease. And he sent them. Verse 2 said, preach the kingdom of God. Don't just go preach it. Demonstrate it. It'll work for you. Trust me. You're going to operate in my mantle. And it did. Verse 6, and they departed and went through all the towns preaching the gospel, healing everywhere. So, the next chapter, he sends out the 70. You know, the Lord had 12 and he had 70. They were all in the upper room, by the way. Luke 10. So now he sends out the 70. Now the 70, he puts all together. You see all these ingredients there. So after these things, the Lord anointed the 70 also, verse 1 of Luke 10, sent them two by two before his face, every city, every place. Verse 9, he said, heal the sick therein, say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. Listen, if you're going to bring the kingdom, if we're going to talk kingdom, and we're going to preach kingdom, and we're going to say kingdom, if we're going to truly bring the kingdom to this city, it cannot be just by words. Amen? Hitherto, Father's house has been pretty much a word house. But that's been by God's design because he was laying the foundations and he's really unlocking all these mysteries of how this works. So we needed word. Amen? Word's got to be the foundation of the house. Amen? But he's going to add dunamis. If he had to add dunamis without a word, we would have exploded with no foundation. Amen? He upholds all things by the word and of his power. See, he's got to hold it by the word. He sends them out. He says, preach the kingdom, verse 17. So they're going to return now. And the 70 returned again with joy, with joy. It worked! Say it worked! Lord, it works. Even the devils are subject unto us. To what? Through what? Thy name. He gave them his name as a trial run. He goes, here's how it's going to work. Go in my name. Preach the kingdom in my name. Use the authority of my name. I'm going to give you the authority. The same way he gave the 12 authority and power. He gave the 70 the authority of his name. He said, now go. Say go. He gave them authority. He gave them dunamis, and he gave them his word. He said, now go preach the kingdom, and it'll work for you. And he put his dunamis on them. I just wish he had put his dunamis on us.
But he's going to. We have to go receive it. That's what the Lord wants you to ask for, by the way. When you go up to the Father, he says, you ask any in my name, you'll bear much fruit. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll bear much fruit. Because I'm going to teach you how to pray. I'm going to bring you up to the Father and show you what to pray, how to pray, when to pray, where to pray, what to pray, how to pray, how to receive. I'm going to show you what you need to get the job done. Well, what about me? Listen, when the kingdom's flowing, you can have all you want. So people don't understand about the kingdom. One, it releases everything it touches is blessed. Everybody around it's blessed. And when the true kingdom's flowing, there is blessing, increase, multiplication, freedom, deliverance, healing everywhere all the time. It's not like the gift realm thing we do and sell tapes with it. It's not like that. Get a gift, sell tapes, go to the meeting, heal a few people, raise an offering. It's not like that. The kingdom is full blast. It's a gospel of astonishment. Amen? It's awesome all the time. When you need something, God will take you out in the deep and give you a 3.5-year catch. That's how the kingdom works. Amen? All over it. Say all over it. Verse 19, behold, I give unto you power. Now, this is after they've all come back, and he's telling them, he goes, I'm giving you this authority now. They come back, they're all excited, to work. He goes, I'm giving you this in the next chapter of your life with me. You're going to walk in this. You guys are about to change the world when I leave. That's his first time, and then he tells them in Mark, in my name, he gives them the authority of his name. We all know that. We've already preached the name. We've known about the name of Jesus forever. I mean, if you've been 20 years in the gospel, you've heard that in year one. We know about the name, but it's the operations of dunamis and his word that work together. We've had major emphasis. We have the word movement. It's word. Then we had spirit movement. That's crazy. Just everything goes all the time. Everything goes no matter where, which way it flows. Just go with the river. But God has something much deeper. Amen? God has this substance called dunamis that makes it all work together. See, God will always send his word in front of what he's doing. See, he sends his word first. That's really his order. He's going to send his word in front. That's what he's done. He sends you the word until that word gets empowered by dunamis. I mean, the Lord, when he was born, he was the word. God had conceived him by dunamis, the overshadowing of Mary's womb. He said she was overshadowed with the Holy Ghost and dunamis. And the Holy Ghost took that dunamis and he conceived the Lord in the womb of Mary through dunamis. Same conception that Sarah received. She received dunamis and conceived. The conception of dunamis will birth heavenly things. Amen. Lord, 30 years is the word of God. He knew even the age of, was it 12 or 5 he was in the temple? 12. I mean, he was already astonishing them at his knowledge, 12. But not one miracle, recorded miracle, ever done by him till the age of 30. It wasn't time for dunamis to be added yet. Your word needs to be seasoned. It's like a fine wine, vintage wine. It has to be seasoned. Amen? It's like the baker baking bread. He's going to pull it out. Don't be looking at it all the time. It'll be a pot that's in the, like the pot that you put in the oven. You got to get it perfectly heated. Everything's got to be ready. He wasn't ready for the operation of dunamis. It's that word that's sent. That word's going to try you. It's going to break you. It's going to change you. It's going to transform you. One thing that never changes is the word. It's just perfect all the time. It breaks everything around it, but it just leaves you it, inside you. The word's perfect. Everything else around it breaks all the time. That word's going to come. But then it comes time for the addition of dunamis. Amen? That's where we are now. That's where we are in our journey. God is about to add dunamis to the bowl. To the olive tree, the bowl, the word. He's about to fill the place with dunamis. He's going to fill us with dunamis. He's going to fill our word with dunamis. When he adds dunamis, the authority is going to work. When he adds the dunamis to the word, you're going to speak the name of Jesus. And it's going to work because dunamis is present now. And when you speak the name of Jesus, all you're doing through the name of Jesus, he's given you authority to release the kingdom into the earth through that name. You already possess it because you're going to wear it. It's going to dwell in you. It's going to work in you. Our Father's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to what? The dunamis, say dunamis, that's working in us with that word. If you don't think that's what I'm doing every day, is I am locked in. I just use that scripture. Any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. I say, if any of you lack dunamis, let him ask of God. Father, you give it to all men liberally, and you do not judge or hold any fault against me, and it'll be given to me. But I ask in faith, nothing wavering. You know what wavering means? To let go. You're asking, you're standing there. You don't think the enemy's going to come try to breach that prayer? He's going to do everything he can do to get you off the course. Amen. But I've been too skilled. I'm too skilled now at these things right now. I'm too locked in now. I've been around this mountain too many times. I'm locked in now. It says, without wavering, nothing wavering. He that wavers like the wave of the sea, tossed. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord, but double-minded, having loyalty to the world's way and God's way. It's going to be God's way. Listen, you can do church all day long without dunamis. We do it every day. You can build international ministries without dunamis. You can build it on a gift of wisdom. You can build it on a gift of word. Most stuff's out there is word. I'm not discounting it because we're in the boat right now, but we're getting in another boat. There's another boat coming. Amen? The Lord's about to get in our boat. Dunamis is going to get in our boat. You can do that, but what you don't realize is the enemy's very skilled at getting people offset. Even if they start in power, he's skilled at turning them away from it. He's very skilled at that and getting it to look something like something else. He morphs it into a vein of religion. It takes that power out of it, but gives them everything else they'll ever want, as long as that power gets removed from it. See, kingdom is not in word only. Say, not in word only. Power and demonstration. Dunamis produces demonstration. Amen? Hallelujah. We hold fast till our bowl is filled with dunamis. Say, dunamis. Whew. Okay, so let's look at this. Let's look at this in Acts. So he tells them, in my name, I'm going to give you authority in my name. He tells them in Mark 16, I mean, he's basically ordaining them. He said, in my name, you're going to do this. But he also says, wait. So notice in Mark 16, he gives them his name, but he tells them, wait. Don't go operate in my name until you're endued with what? Dunamis. He gives them the authority in Mark 16. He says, these signs will follow them that believe in my name. Say, in my name. You'll cast out devils. You'll speak in new tongues. You'll lay hands on the sick, they will recover. And the Lord went forth, verse 20, preaching everywhere. And the Lord was working with them, confirming their word. Say, confirming their word. But at the same time he spoke those, he was telling them, do not go out with my name until you're endued with dunamis. Even though he told them, I give you my name. These signs will follow you. I give you my name. He told them when the 70 came back, behold, I give you the power and authority of my name to do this. But don't just go in my name. Wait. Say wait. Till you get endued with dunamis. If you go out with my name without dunamis, it's not going to work the same way. Dunamis fuels the authority of God's word, and it creates authority from the name of Jesus that causes heaven and earth to bow. Amen. So even though he gave them his name, he commissioned them, he told them all, wait. You wait for the Holy Ghost, he's going to arrive with your first bowl of power. He's going to bring it down because you don't know how yet to go up and get it. He's going to bring it down to you. But then he's going to teach you how to go get refilled like I got, went in the mountain. The Lord took him in the mountain. Father took the Lord in the mountain. He filled him up. He came down from the mountain. Virtue flowed out of him and healed them all. Went back on the mountain, filled him up, virtue flowed out of him, healed them all. It was a continuous process. They didn't know how to go on the mountain of God. They didn't even have the revelation yet. The Holy Ghost was sent down with all that. But he launched him with power. As soon as that dunamis hit, bam, it was on. So the Holy Ghost brought the dunamis down. The Lord Jesus himself commissioned the Holy Spirit. He said, my Father will send him. And then the Lord said, I'll send him. And the early church got divided over who was going to send him.
Not the early church. It was during the Azusa Street. When the Holy Ghost fell, the denomination started arguing with each other. Who sent him? The Father sent him or the Lord sent him? If they would have just called me, I'd have told them. Because it's very clear in the book of Acts, the Father sends the Holy Spirit in the right hand of God because the Lord has given all the authority. The Lord hands the Holy Spirit all of his authority, and he sends him down into the earth with dunamis. Here's your first wave of dunamis and all the revelation you need to get back to where I am. Because he tells them in the upper room, where I am, there shall you be also. In a little while, the world won't see me, but you'll see me. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. He's going to show you how to come to where I am. I'm going to introduce you to the Father. And then you're going to pray to the Father. I'm not going to pray for you. You're going to pray. He says, you're going to pray to the Father. And what you're asking my name, most assuredly, he's going to give it to you because you're going to need to get refilled. But here you go. Bam. Here's your first bowl. Here's your first water pot. Spill that everywhere. He said, don't go out, don't do anything, sit in the upper room, look at each other, pray with each other, whatever you do with each other, but don't do anything until he shows up. Because he's got to bring some dunamis with him. And without dunamis, my name's not going to work for you. I give you my word. First thing, he's been giving him his word, sends him out on the trial run. He gives him his word. He opens the books. He shows them what they're going to preach. He comes in a man in a resurrected state and said, touch me. Let's eat together. Opens the books, said, here's your messages right here. Here's your word. But wait until you get endued with dunamis, and then it's going to work for you. Boom. That's what he's telling the Father's house now. But he's not telling us wait for the dunamis. He's telling us go up and get the dunamis. Because we're restoring all things. Not we, God, restoring all things. He has to restore everything. The apostolic has to restore. The whole thing has to restore. Creative realm, all of it's going to restore. Amen! I'm getting excited. I know the Father's going to answer. I've locked on. I'm not said, God, I'm not letting go. I'm not going to turn to the right or left. And I have it by good authority. He told me. I hold his word. Because I said, Lord, how do you? He says, do it the same way you enter in. Keep my word. So I hold his word most assuredly. Say, most assuredly. Whatsoever I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm not just asking him in the name. I'm asking for what's in his name. Because the authority, the power is in his name. He received the power for me in a heavenly estate. He says, we have this inheritance laid up. Treasured up, kept in heaven, ready to be revealed. That word kept is guarded in heaven, but ready to be revealed in the last time. Ready to be released. It's guarded there. The enemy can't get it, but we can get it. Go up and get it. Say, go up and get it. Get all you want. Praise God. Get all you want. Well, how much dunamis you want? I want a full boat. Then I'm going to give it all away, and then I'm going to go up and get some more. I'm going to give it away. I'm going to go up some more. And then I'm not going to give it to everybody. I'll make you go up and get your own. Give somebody else. Praise God. Hey, when dunamis shows up, things are going to happen. That power was on the Lord. The first thing he did, even in Luke 4, in Luke 5, he took him out into the deep. That power was on him. That dunamis was on him. He took him out in the deep, and it manifested that catch out in the deep. And Peter said he was astonished at the catch. Astonished. He wept. He laid on the fish. Laid prostrate on the fish because the boat was filled with fish. And he wept and he said, depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. I've never seen anything like this. One day in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's how we can get the job done in the last days. If he could do it in 3.5 years, I'm quite sure his whole church could do it in 7. Amen? But all this stuff's got to unlock. The kingdom's got to get unlocked. Get unlocked. It's what he's doing. He's unlocking everything right now. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I know what we need now. Amen? Okay, let's look at this in the book of Acts. So he says, wait, so the Holy Ghost fills, and he's supplying the power. Listen, every time you see they were filled with the Holy Ghost, he's filling them with dunamis. Every time you read and filled with the Holy Ghost, he's taking that dunamis and filling them up with it. That's what he's doing. Amen? Acts 3:6. Now,
This is where that man, that impotent man, he was 40 years impotent. 40 years laying at the gate begging. 40, say 40. Goodness. And he come and begging alms. And Peter says, silver and gold have I none. But what I have, say what I have. It wasn't just the name he had. He possessed the dunamis too. I've got it. The Lord showed me how to get. I have his word. I have his dunamis. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And he stood up. 40 years. He started leaping and praising God and running around the temple, and all the Sanhedrin come out. They were upset. They weren't happy. Even the high priest come out. Because they were losing their authority now. Everybody was following them. They're not following them anymore. This name. What is this name? And watch what. You want to see what 11 is? Verse 16. They ask him, by what authority did you do this? He said, in his name, through faith. Say faith. In his name, this man is made strong. That breed it all the way over to chapter 4. You know what 11 is? Faith. Holy Ghost is cooking up some kingdom bread. He's adding authority and dunamis in the word, and he's mixing it all with your faith. And he mixes all that up with faith, and he's getting ready to release it. And when it starts leavening, nobody. See that leaven effect as all three of them get together, and faith releases, and it causes that expansion of the kingdom, and it just expands right out of you and releases into the world. You are the bowl that God's mixing it up in. Amen? Your spirit's the bowl, but your faith is what causes the mixture. It receives it and releases. It's the leavening effect. Amen. Whew. See it? See it? See it? See it? See it? I want to run. Glory. So it breeds over. Now, I mean, they've got it all. One miracle. They've got everybody out there. The Sanhedrin's out there. Caiaphas, the high priest out there. They're all out there. They are upset and they're threatening them. In this name, and Peter's just bold. He's got the Holy Ghost on him, boldness, the authority's on him. And he's speaking. He goes, listen, whether it be right in the eyes of men or God, I don't know, but I'm going to do this. I'm going with this. You judge. Be it known to all of you by this man, Jesus, in his name and through faith in his name is what made this happen today. And you see this mixture again right into chapter 4. He said, behold, they're threatening. They said, they threaten them. They said, we adjure you. We'll let you go this time, they said, but do not speak in his name. By chapter 5, the glory was all over him. The cloud of dunamis. Holy Ghost had overshadowed him with dunamis. It had broken out beyond his spirit, and it filled the atmosphere. And the cloud of the Holy Ghost and dunamis was all over Peter. And everybody, all they had to do is get in the midst of that cloud, and they were getting healed. They brought him from beds and couches from Austin, Texas, and Beaumont, and Dallas. And they laid him on the streets at the shadow. That was the cloud. That was not only the Holy Ghost. Well, they said the Holy Ghost was on him. The Holy Ghost was bringing the dunamis, and it exploded out of Peter so much that it broke out into the atmosphere of his life. And that dunamis was carrying as a cloud. And anybody who touched it were getting healed. That was manifestation of kingdom. Amen? Why? It was leavening. The dunamis was leavening. The faith was leavening the dunamis. The authority and the word was leavening. Now it's breaking out. See, that's what it's designed to break out of us. Breaks out in the atmosphere, everything. I mean, you got revival then. You might as well know it. You got revival. How do you think he got it? He learned this. The Lord taught them in the upper room how to do this. The Lord put that mantle on them. But that leavening effect took off in chapter 5. When it broke out, see, the kingdom was leavening now. The faith was leavening the measures, and all three of the measures were growing. So it broke out, and they weren't in control of anything. They were bringing them in beds and couches and laying them on them. And whoever just touched that stuff were healed. Oh, glorious. You see it? See how 11? We are one dunamis pot away from our first order of revival. I have no idea what this place is going to look like when dunamis hits it. I can tell you our services are never going to be the same. You're never going to be the same. I'm never going to be the same. Anybody coming in here is never going to be the same. We're a water pot. Are you an apostle? I'm a water pot. I have the water pot anointing. I have the office of the water pot. Fill my water pot. Draw it out. Amen. Out of my innermost being's flowing some dunamis. I want it to break out. I want us all to carry it. He wants us all to carry it. I'm going to tell you, there's coming a day, you're going to see no empty seats around here. It is going to break out. This word is about to leaven. Dunamis is going to leaven. When we get it, authority is going to leaven. Faith is going to leaven all this. And the Holy Spirit's going to break it out. He's going to leaven that leaven as it expands. He's going to invite the world to come eat from it. You feeling it? I am locked into some dunamis. I said, Father, that's why he took me the right hand. He took me into the Father's love. Before I prayed, he took me in the Father's love for a whole year. Now I'm locked into the Father. I said, you know, I'm not leaving here. There's no way. You think he broke all this way with all this revelation to leave us powerless? No. He is about to ordain this word we've been carrying. The Lord's day came. He knew it. He knew the Jordan. He said, you got to baptize me, John, fulfill all righteousness. Because I go into this water, the old dies. When I come out, it's the Holy Ghost and the dunamis is going to ascend. And he brought that dunamis with him. The Father sent the Holy Spirit and the dunamis. He returned in the power of the Spirit and he was full of the dunamis. What a word this is, with authority and dunamis. You can feel it already. Amen? Not a time to be sleeping. Not a time to be distracted. It's a time to have your eye single-mindedly fixed, focused, interwoven into Christ so we can get filled with the kind of light. That's how he got me back in there with that eye. He said, I need your eye to get fixed again. I remember laying here about 4 weeks ago and everybody was gone and I was laying there and he finally come over and he hovered over me and spoke to me. He said, all that you want is in the Father and nowhere else but the Father. You have to come back into the mountain of the Father. And when I went back into the mountain, he said, now I need your eye to be interwoven with me so I can fill you with the kind of light. And it's from that light all these revelations are now culminating. Amen. Getting ready for the Father. That constitution's about to become flesh and dwell among men. Amen. Okay, measures in the book of Acts. So here's Acts 3 and 4. Now they're in 4. Now they're in chapter 4. They're still talking about this miracle 40 years. They threaten him. Don't speak in that word. Now verse 29. Now, Lord, behold the threatenings and grant thy servants with all boldness we must, what? Speak thy word. There's the word, stretching forth thy hand to heal, as signs and wonders be done in the name. There's the authority. See that? So the word is stretching forth. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken and assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. 3 verses later, it said, with great dunamis power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection. When the Holy Ghost filled the place, what do you think he filled it with? Whenever you read the Holy Ghost filled the place up, he filled it with dunamis. When he come and he shook the corridor when dunamis arrived, everything started shaking. It can start shaking tonight. When he shows up, the dunamis starts shaking everything out. It's ready to manifest. It's coming down with some serious power. And we release it all through the name of Jesus. It's going to be real easy to release through the name of Jesus when it's on you. All you got to do is just say it. Sometimes he don't even wait for you to say it. He couldn't even wait for Peter to finish his message to Cornelius. Peter was doing like I do, too long-winded sometimes, you know. He's just talking too much. Holy Ghost, okay, Peter, stop. Bam. I got enough. You said enough. Bam. He falls out on him. He is so waiting. The Holy Ghost is so waiting. It's not the Holy Spirit's decision. That's what people don't understand.
He's under the authority. He doesn't speak of his own accord. We're waiting on the authorization of the Father to grant it to us from his Son's name. An inexhaustible inheritance is laid up for us beyond the enemy's control. Guarded in heaven. In fact, that word guard means with a garrison. He guards it with the sentinels and the garrison of guards. Nothing can touch that inheritance. Except your faith. Isn't that glorious? Great dunamis power was on him. Power, authority, and the word. Thank you for the mysteries of the kingdom. Thank you for the right hand of God, Father. Thank you for filling us with light tonight. Let there be light in our spirit tonight. Let there be an anticipation for the arrival, the shaking of dunamis. You fill the house with dunamis. Everybody in here will know it. They'll know it. They'll know, oh, there it is. There it is. This is where we are, Father. This is where we are. This is our heart we won't let go, Father. Most assuredly, what we ask for you, most assuredly, we will receive it. We know the Lord has inherited it on our behalf, the Lamb. Worthy is Lamb who have received on the behalf of his church all dunamis power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Whew. We're ready. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, your word is getting ready for its coronation. It's not to do with a vessel. It's what you're carrying. When the Lord was 30, he was ready. That word was ready for dunamis. There's a time dunamis gets added. Amen. Woo. Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.